Yemeni minister, Iran allied Houthis recruit 50,000 child soldiers in 3 months. By Edwin Mora on June 20, 2019. Iranian-backed Houthis in hunger-stricken Yemen recruited an estimated 50,000 children in the past 3 months, including orphans and girls, to fight in the country's bloody conflict. The information minister for the country's internationally recognized government reportedly declared this week. Most of the kids go with the consent of their family. Some are kidnapped, some are brainwashed, Yemen's information minister Muammar al-Arani told reporters in Washington, D.C. On Tuesday, the Defense Post reported Thursday, conceding that it was unable to verify the 50,000 figure independently. The news outlet added, Houthis often give child fighters khat, also spelled khat, a commonly used plant that contains the stimulant alkaloid cathinone, to keep them awake at the front lines, the minister said. While a kids' magazine about jihad helps with indoctrination. Irani reportedly indicated that 10% of the recruits are girls, adding that many children have been recruited to the rebel cause from orphanages. The Defense Post further noted. During the roundtable on Tuesday, al-Arani showed journalists what he said were photographs of children armed with guns and rocket-propelled grenade launchers deployed at checkpoints and participating in military drills. Al-Arani also shared a picture of a letter that he said showed a Houthi commander's request that a school give a student top marks for his exams because he was fighting, and said in some cases, families have been forced to celebrate their child's martyrdom after receiving the news of their death. Over 20 million people in Yemen are facing hunger fueled by the conflict, with 10 million of them one step away from famine, according to the United Nations. Yemen primarily relies on imports for the vast majority of its food and supplies. In addition to the deteriorating security conditions, the Houthis and the Saudi-led coalition have directly blocked food and other aid supplies from entering the country. Since March 2015, a Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, UAE-led Sunni coalition has been fighting the Houthis to restore the internationally recognized government of Yemeni President Abdrabbah Mansour Hadi. New data unveiled by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, ACLED, this week revealed that the war had killed an estimated 91,600 people, noting that 2018 is the war's deadliest and most violent year on record. Citing the aid group Save the Children, The New York Times reported in November 2018 that at least an estimated 85,000 children have succumbed to hunger in Yemen since 2015. The number of incidents killing or injuring children more than tripled between the last quarter of 2018 and the first quarter of this year, he added. In August, UN investigators accused the government of Yemen, the Saudi coalition-backed troops, and the Houthi terrorists of conscripting or enlisting children into the armed groups involved in the war. In most cases, the children were between 11 and 17 years old, but there have been consistent reports of the recruitment or use of children as young as 8 years old, the investigators said. Denying the allegations against the Yemeni government, Arani noted that Yemeni law and institutions prohibit child recruitment. Always, the military police are doing some kind of inspection to make sure that there are no kids recruited, the minister argued. The government will not and cannot allow child soldiers. Citing people familiar with the matter, Reuters reported on Tuesday that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo kept Saudi Arabia off a U.S. list of nations that recruit child soldiers, overruling his experts' findings that the Sunni kingdom-led coalition has been using underage fighters in Yemen. The allegations of recruiting child soldiers are completely incorrect and are not based on any evidence or factual findings, Colonel Turki al-Maliki, a spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition, declared recently. He went on to accuse the Sunni coalition's enemies of using child soldiers. Despite the dire conditions in Yemen, the war appears far from over.